KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChute, stopping periodically for additional check-in. Had quite a number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater. We'll run through those real quick. I got W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred, your traveler's rest. His sweet bride, N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. She's also in traveler's rest. K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel up in Prosperity, or down in Prosperity. And W2AMD, Mr. Andrew, down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up at Table Rock. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, over in Greenville. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over in Pickens. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's down in Pelzer. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Malden. And KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson. And KN4RJN, Mr. John up at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And W4CTW, Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. And KN4MDA, Mr. John in Lyman. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, up in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Appreciate all you fine folks checking in on the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We do appreciate it. Y'all, hope all of y'all are doing well. I don't have any Echolink stations up at the moment, so we'll move up to the RF group, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI-4DOS for OVQ, Stacy, down in Anderson. I'm in and out. Hey, good evening, Gary.
KI-4DOS. Hey, Gary. Checking in WB4MOU. Right at Pickens. No traffic will be in and out.
Yes. Hey, checking Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Duncan tonight, heading to StarTex. Same to you, Gary, Miss Joy, and all on the net. I'll be negative tonight, but I'll be listening to the swamp net.
DUS? Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And by telephone relay, our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
I'll be negative and negative, but listen to the swap net. please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, Mac Western Greenville County, B Native and Native, 73 on all the net. Tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Yes. For NUE, KO4RYP. I have no traffic, Gary. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4OVQ. Mr. Stacy, Danny Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stacy. And WB4MOU, Mr. Ron. He's over at Pickens. Appreciate you being here, Ron. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred. He's mobile over here in Duncan tonight instead of Belzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on mobile. Tell Dad we said hello when you get over there. And KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay, all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there at Lake Bowen in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Sounding good there, young man. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're up in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4 Sierra, Mike Victor. I'll be negative, negative tonight, but I will be listening to the swap net. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net.
KI4DOS. And please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. This is Tom. I'm located at Ingalls Market Mobile here in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
I4DOS. It's Chris. Please check me in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima and Golf. I'll be negative and negative in Liberty. Thanks, sir.
Bert, DOS. In November 4, Quebec, November, Victor, Brian, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative as well.
Recheck KO4NNH. I have an additional check-in. Please check in by relay Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. His name is Fred. He's here in StarTech. Negative and negative tonight, but we'll be listening to the swap net.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4SMV, Mr. Dale, up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. And N0TR, Mr. Tom. He's mobile over there at Ingalls in Greer tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Y'all be careful going home. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris over in Liberty. Chris, ain't a negative bone in your body there, buddy, but I got you checked in and out. Appreciate you being with us. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. And KI4MRA, Mr. Fred over in StarTech. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Fred, tell Fred we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well over there. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, and in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
Say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge to meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in Whiskey, November 4. Chris and Lyman, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all the net.
Say good evening to WN4S. Mr. Chris over in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone. One on the net, and Miss Joy is with
me. DOS. This is KN4VVY, Kilo November 4, Victor, Victor Yankee. Name is Alan, Mobile in Malden. No traffic, no comments.
Oh. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray KO4ZYX. This is Daniel down here in Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in N4ZLK November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo. Shane, and something about Wednesday night, so I'm mobile but just about in the driveway. No traffic, no table tonight. Hello to you and Miss Joy and all in the net.
K4DOS, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. And KN4VVY, Mr. Allen. He's mobile down there in Malden tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. You be careful out there on the mobile. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel, down in Woodruff. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane, mobile almost to the house in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. You be careful home to the house. And tell your bride we said hello as well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie. KC4YLC, this is David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Like to say good evening. KC4YLC, Mr. David, down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Got a great signal from Whitmire tonight. Appreciate you being here and hope you're doing well. All righty, let's go to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS is KQ4AIZ. Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha India Zulu Chase and West Union, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling in. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Yes. Please check in and out. November 4, Bravo X-ray Bravo. That's named Herb up in Shelby.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, for Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'm on an HT, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. And everyone on the net, please check.
check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4DGY. That's my son Anthony up in Charlotte. He's on the phone with his mom, K3JOY. She's in the other room talking to him on the phone, I guess. Appreciate both of them being with us. And KO4AIZ, Mr. Chase over there in West Union. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chase. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there at Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there at Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt over there in Greenville on the HT. Kurt, I knew you must have been on an HT because you don't have your normal signal tonight. But, Kurt, you made number 50 on my list tonight, so you won the door prize there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a great evening, 73.
4DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith back in Seneca, negative and negative. Be listening to SWATCA.
4DOS. Check in Kilo, 4 Juliet Kilo Hotel, John, Horseshoe, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to you and all in the net.
Yeah, 4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, he's in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And K4JKH, Mr. John, up there in Horseshoe. John, been missing you. Glad you came back tonight. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being with us, and come back as often as you can, bud. We miss you when you go. You take care. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. NKA2AXQ. Ken and Pickens, I'll be negative and negative.
Never like to say good evening. KA2AXQ. Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Ken, you got a hum on your signal tonight. I just thought I'd let you know. If something was wrong with mine, I want you to tell me, but sound like a power supply hum there, Ken.
Change it all, K2XQ.
No, Ken, that didn't seem to change anything. It's still there.
Good, I know what the problem is. It's in my microphone here. I'll get that fixed. Thank you, K2XQ, back to that control.
Buddy, hope you get that straightened out. That doesn't sound like you, and I know you'd want to know. But do appreciate you being with us, and you take care. Let's move up to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And I will be in and out tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net. 73.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry N. Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
For DOS. D4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Tyler's negative and negative. Over.
4 4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there at Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene, and he's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Out up to the patient group, India through Lima, high through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
This is Kilo 3 Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD, Jim in Union. No traffic. I'll stick around for the swap meet, 73s.
US. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, but I'll stick around to hear what you have on the swap net.
Yes. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening if you enjoy it. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And K3JTD, Mr. Jim over there in Union. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Congratulations on the upgrade to General. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
POS. POS. 4 Kilo Charlie. 1 Mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but just listen. 73.
I'd like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there mobiling around Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. You be careful out there on the mobile and tell Miss Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Out of turn, Kilo Victor for Nancy Charlie. This is Gabriel in Greenville. We'll be listening for the duration.
Say good evening to KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Don't you work too hard. Tell everybody we said Veronica and everybody else over there we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, where thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll stop going to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a Tentec Triton 4. That's a digital model 544. They would like $438 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Tentec Omni 6 Plus with the power supply, and it would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's a recent HYS TC978. That's an SDR transceiver. They would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT736R. That's a 2-meter 440 all-mode base station with a built-in power supply. It would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. A gentleman has two 24-foot, 2-inch OD T6 aluminum mast pipe. This T6 aluminum has a quarter of an inch thick wall, and he would like $185 each for these mast pipes. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-430. Has a MC-50 microphone to go with it, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-590SG. This thing is like brand new. Has the box, the manual, the mic, the power cord. Everything that came with it brand new, and he would like $1,150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a set of community duplexers. This thing has about 10 duplexer cans on it, and it would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit HW101 with a digital display. He has the Heathkit SB300 receiver and a D104 microphone, and he would like $300 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC27H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fella looking for a Yaesu FT7800. Does anyone need any fields? Right here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
AOS. Gary and have one. Please check in and out. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville.
KI4 in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to say good evening to KX4YM. That's Mr. Scott and his sweet bride, KO4ACD, Miss Mary, and their daughter, KO4ILI, also Mary. They're all over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, good evening, Gary. And hello again. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. No traffic and no queue, and do Gary, be sure that we say hello.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And we'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Mr. Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well down there. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we go back to the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI-4DOS. KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, 2-meter SwapNet. Let me look here. K3JTD, Mr. Jim, I'll answer your question in just a moment. I'm going to finish reading out what's on the book. I see what you've got typed up here on Echo Link, and so I'll answer that question in just a moment, if that's okay.
You need the net. That's okay. Thank you.
It's KI-4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS790A. That's a tri-band all-mode base station, 2-meter 440 and 1,200 hertz. They would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT990 HF transceiver. Has a Yaesu MD1 desk mic, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Motorola PM400. That's a mobile transceiver. Would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. Gentleman has two Motorola Radius M1225 mobile transceivers. He would like $100 a piece for those. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. His fellow has two dual band mag mount 2-meter 440 antennas. He would like $10 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fields? The last item I got on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's a GE 6-meter transceiver. This thing is it's an older transceiver. It's has a small control head, and then you mount the transceiver in the trunk or under the seat or somewhere else in the vehicle because it's too large to fit up it in the front. It would like $130 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's all the items that I have on my SwapNet book. I do have some more on the SwapNet page on the website. If you go to brars.cc website and look under hobbies, it will click on hobbies and it'll scroll down and it says SwapNet. And then you can click on that, and then there's some other items that I don't read out on Wednesday nights. And Mr. Jim, K3JTD, asked me via text message on the Echo Link, what is the Eagle One vertical on the SwapNet? The Eagle One is a fiberglass push-up vertical antenna. It has to have a ground radio on it, but it just, it's got, I don't know how many sections on it, but there's a wire that runs up through the middle of it, and you just push it straight up, and it's on a tripod, and they say it works well. I've never used one myself personally, so I don't know. But that's what an Eagle Vertical, Eagle One Vertical is there, Jim.
Frequencies or what bands?
Yeah, it's HF bands. It's 80 through 10.
I'm interested if you could give me the call sign of who I need to talk to.
House, you can call me either after the net tonight or call me sometime tomorrow at 864-567-1101. It came from a Silent Keys estate. That belonged to AA4RM, Mr. Robert Martin, has passed away. And I'm trying to help him, I'm trying to sell it for his widow. Me and Dave Watson went in together and are trying to help Miss Bonnie out on a lot of his stuff. And that's where it actually came from. Over.
Do you know how tall it is?
The top of my head, I would say it's, it's at least 25, maybe 30 feet tall, something like that. It's pretty tall antenna.
Understood, sir. I'll talk to you after the net about it. I appreciate it. K3JTD.
Sounds good to me there, buddy. And like I say, it belonged to Robert Martin, AA4RM, and we're trying to help his widow out by getting most of his ham equipment sold. So I'll be around. I'll listen for you after the net. Good talking to you there, Jim. Appreciate it. All righty, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in N4NL on November 4th. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, in your mic. Of course, my location here in Greenville, South Carolina. Check me in and out, please. Good evening to you and everybody over there here.
I say good evening to N4NLR, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. One rag you tonight, and that would be Mr. Chad, KO4NQE, over there in Campobello. Chad, you got a clean, shiny, dry stump tonight. It ain't wet or slippery, but what are you going to mess it up with?
I didn't mean to have such a short check-in, just had something going on, and wanted to get my name on the log, so apologize for that, but just want to let you know, went and got Dad today from the hospital, and he's, let's just say things are back to normal, so I'm glad to have him back, and just kind of relieved, actually. But he's surgery went well, and he wanted a big old pot of chicken and rice for supper tonight. So the dogs were glad to see him, and the goats too. So I'm glad he's back.
I'm glad that his surgery went well. I hate that it all came about the way it did. I'm sure it scared you and the rest of the family about half to death. Going out there and finding him the way you did. But I'm glad his surgery went well, and glad he's getting back to normal. That's the main thing. And I tell you, if he's anything like me, you know, he don't want to be laid up at the high-dollar hotel over there.
Went and picked him up and pulled the truck in the parking spot. And he was first one in the truck. He didn't care about bags. He didn't care about his wife, nothing. He was in that truck, and the door was closed before I could even get out. And I asked him, when we got things situated and got back in the truck, I said, I just kind of sat there for a second. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, I thought we'd, you know, just hang around and visit for a little bit. You know, it's kind of pretty out here.
He was ready to go home. I don't, I know his, the way he is, because that's the way I am. You know, I had to have a test run, and of course they put me to sleep over there. When I woke up, I asked Joy. I said, "Where are my britches? I'm ready to go home." And they, she said, "No, you got to lay here a minute." And here come the nurse and all kinds of other people. And they, of course they wouldn't let me get out of bed, so I laid there for a few minutes. But when they said I could go, I was out the door.
So we got him in the truck and came on back home. So he's, you know, we'll know kind of what's going on in the community. And we got in a big discussion about Russia on the way home, and, you know, I won't get into all that, but, you know, that was 25 minutes of the drive, I guess. And so we got home, and he's got a little Jack Russell female that stays in the house. And boy, she was so glad to see him. She just hollered and hollered and hollered. I mean, she was just so excited. And I just, I was probably more happy for her than I was for him, because she just loves Pop. I don't know what it is, but she sure did miss him. It was good to see him home.
So that's not the one you told me that would bite him, is it?
That was Tiger. He was the dog before Missy. He had this, he found Missy on the side of the road. She's in pretty bad shape when he found her. And I brought her back home and nursed her back to health. And she just, you know, kind of his big buddy now. But no, Dad's had several Chihuahua-looking things, and he just, you know, they're so hateful you just can't hardly deal with them. But she's not that way. She's a loving little thing, and just now she'll bite you. Now if you mess with him or get close enough when he's in that chair, she will bite you. But the Chihuahuas, they get so mad if you got close to him. You know, they just get so mad, they bite him. So that's a nice relief for him to have your own dog not bite you.
I'm glad that the puppy was glad to see him come home. And when you start talking about the dog, I said, now that doesn't sound like the same one that Chad said it would bite his dad. So I thought I'd ask just for my own curiosity's sake. But I'm glad he is doing well. And the main thing is you and Anna and everybody don't have to run back and forth to the hospital anymore. You know, he's at home now. And, of course, with where he lives, he's not that far from you, so you can go over and check on him pretty easily. And don't let him start pushing you around, though, because he will try that. You know it, right?
Before he, as soon as he got in the truck, I mean, we didn't make the first turn out of the circle there, and this red light right there at the hospital, you know, and I eased up to the line. Light was red, and I eased up to the line, and all about 10 feet away, it's a crosswalk where people can walk, and I just, you know, was waiting on the light turn green, so I let my foot off the brake pedal and it eased up a little bit, and I stopped, and I let my foot off the pedal and let it ease up a little bit. And it didn't take three or four times, and he was on me. Boy, he was on me. And I told him, I said, "You want to drive? If you don't, you need to just sit back over and just be quiet."
I didn't tell you to get out and go around the other side.
Well, I ain't gonna tell you what he told me, but he had a few choice words. But he's one of them backseat drivers kind of thing. He's like my granddaddy, you know. Pappy was bad. You couldn't get in the truck with him because he's, you know, telling you how to drive, change gears, and all that along the way, you know. But he's you know, watches every little thing you do, and, you know, can't hit, you gotta be careful with the potholes, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, I just let it go in one ear and out the other, and just take it as, you know, that's just kind of normal. So, I'm just, you know, glad to have things back to normal, I'll be honest with you.
Sure you are, and I don't blame you, I would be too. I am glad that he got to come home, and he's in familiar surroundings, and now he can do what he wants to and fuss and holler and carry on any way he wants to, and nobody has to listen to it.
That's KL4NUE. So he hasn't got on the Kubota yet. He's got a little Kubota he rides around here on the yard with. Me and the kids used to call him the Border Patrol. And so he hadn't got the Kubota yet. It's parked up here at the house. So tomorrow will be the big day because he's going to go down and inspect the goats and the chickens because I've been feeding and watering and, you know, collecting the eggs and all that. So I've left him a couple of surprises down there in the feed barn. I don't expect me to be too happy about, but, you know, he's, you know, got him given something to complain about the way I see it, you know. So we'll let you know how tomorrow. I know he's going to have some complaints.
KOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KO4NUE. Well, I tell you, Chad, He has earned the right to complain. It's the only thing I can say.
Pick him out like that. He's not like that. It's all aggravating, you know, just pick at one another kind of thing. But I've been taking care of Meemaw too, because Dad's the oldest in the family, so Meemaw lives right up the road, and he takes care of her. Every morning and, you know, 2 or 3 times a day. So while he's been in hospital, I've had to go up there and check on her. So yesterday I went up there, woke her up, and she wasn't too happy with that. I mean, she you know, kind of laughed about it. But this morning I went up there, waited till 9:30, went up there this morning, and asked her if she had her breakfast. Did she, you know, she has an egg and toast every morning. Asked her if she had her egg and toast, and she said, no, I had another lemon pie for breakfast this morning. And don't you tell your daddy. I told her I wouldn't. But she's been living it up since daddy's been in the hospital.
And Meemaw and Anna's mom over there. Y'all got a lot of folks to take care of. I tell you, it keeps you real busy, I'm sure. But where'd Meemaw get those lemon pies? You didn't sneak them in there, did you?
She's getting them. I think she's getting them from my cousin, Caleb, he's about 5 years younger than me. She won't say. But she's getting them from somewhere, and the kids won't buy them for her, her kids. But Caleb's the only one, only grandkid goes up there to visit. So I don't know that I want to know the answer to that, but I'm going to assume he's doing it.
If you knew the answer to that, then if you were asked, you'd have to tell. You couldn't keep it a secret, and you know, because you don't want to tell no stories. So you go ahead and admit who it was if you knew it. So that's probably the best way to be there, Chad, not knowing.
Some things in a family, you don't ask. You just, you know, you form your own ideas, and it's a little bit more exciting that way when you can, you know, have your own ideas. Can't really verify nothing. That way you can, you know, gives you a reason to talk a lot of trash. But I got a feeling it's Caleb, because he's, you know, he's pretty particular with me, Ma, like the rest of us are, I guess. But, you know, she's 90. She's 96. And I don't reckon a lemon pie is going to hurt her too much.
In 96, she has probably earned the right to have that lemon pie if she wants it.
You're exactly right, and she can have all she wants that makes her happy. So, I'm not going to say anything to her. She just told me not to tell Daddy, and I told her I wouldn't, so I'll leave it at that. But, Gary, I'm going to duck on out. Looks like it sounded like you had a good net going, and I appreciate you talking with me for a few minutes. Just want to give you an update on Dad and all. But, appreciate you calling the net, and thank you for everything you do for the net. It's KO4NUE, and I'm going to give it back to you, sir.
You and Miss Anna have a great evening, what's left of it. And this is hump day, so you ain't got that much longer to go, and then y'all get to be together for a little bit. So y'all enjoy it, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow sometime after you let me know how Dad finds your little presents down there in the feed barn. I'll be expecting to hear about what he has to say about that. In the meantime, y'all take care. Enjoy the chat, as always. Look forward to doing it again. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Tell Anna I said hello. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. It's KO4HYC checking in. Anne and Landrum. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4HYC. Miss Anne up there in Landrum. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anne. Hope you're doing well. Do you have any comments for us?
Working on the radio, seeing who I can reach. Thank you very much. Hope you're having a good day, Gary. KO4HYC out.
Well, take care up there. Enjoyed it. And you're sounding good into the repeater. You really are. You take care. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's about going to wrap it up, sounds like. Don't have any more check-ins, don't have any more radios, so I will file my net report electronically, and we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 75 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night if you can, and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
KI4DOS. This is KO4NNH.
4NNH, KI4DOS. Hey, Fred.
I was looking on the SwapNet list, and I saw a MFJ window pass-through. Is that still available by chance?
Yes, sir. It is.
I'm in touch with it to get my hands on that.
Got our name on it.
I got some static going on over here, Gary. Can you please repeat that?
I said, I'll put your name on it.
And have it over there in Easley at your QTH.
Get it here, Tass.
I'll get in touch with you tomorrow about getting my hands on it. I'm working on getting my shot together this week. Well, I got this week off. I appreciate it, though, Gary.
I don't know. You won't know how to act having a week off. When do you go back to work? Monday?
Sunday night. I took this week off for some things that's going on this week.
I understand that completely. Well, I'm glad you had some time off, but I hate that you had to take it off because you had something else to do. Hope everything's going well.
Good, man. I'm actually over here in StarTex, which judging from what you saw on the net, you kind of figured where I was heading to. I'm over here in StarTex with my father, KI4MRA. He's actually listening in right now.